Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 20 through 40, where we find David talking with his brothers at the battle line of the Israelites' impending conflict with the Philistine army. Verse 23. As he was talking with them, behold, the champion, the Philistine from Gath, named Goliath, was coming up from the army of the Philistines, and he spoke these same words, and David heard them. When all the men of Israel saw the man, they fled from him and were greatly afraid. The men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who is coming up? Surely he is coming up to defy Israel. And it will be that the king will enrich the man who kills him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel." Then David spoke to the men who were standing by him, saying, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should taunt the armies of the living God?" The people answered him in accord with this word, saying, "Thus it will be done for the man who kills him." Now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men. And Eliab's anger burned against David, and he said, "Why have you come down? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your insolence and the wickedness of your heart, for you have come down in order to see the battle." But David said, "What have I done now? Was it not just a question?" Then he turned away from him to another and said the same thing, and the people answered the same thing as before. When the words which David spoke were heard, they told them to Saul, and he sent for him. David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail on account of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Then Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant was tending his father's sheep, when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock. I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God." And David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." Then Saul clothed David with his garments and put a bronze helmet on his head, and he clothed him with armor. David girded his sword over his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. So David said to Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them." And David took them off. He took his stick in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag which he had, even in his pouch, and his sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine.
David found King Saul's reward for Goliath's defeat interesting. In fact, he asked to have it repeated twice. However, David may have been young, but he wasn't foolish. The reward was a nice perk, but it wasn't the young shepherd's motivation. David's reason for standing against Goliath was to serve the Lord. He openly criticized the giant. "For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he has dared to defy the armies of the living God?" Challenging the chosen nation of Israel was the same as defying the Lord himself. David was prepared to defend Yahweh's holy name and his people, even against this fearsome warrior. A right and holy motive gives a person confidence to obey God, even if doing so defies human wisdom. When facing life's Goliaths, we might be tempted to approach God with a plea such as, "I'm tired of being in this mess," or, "I want to run away but can't, so you'll have to remove this problem, Lord." However, when facing a problem, the right motive for those of us who are believers is the desire to follow, serve, and honor God, no matter what. Giant challenges may tax our comfort or well-being, but wanting a quick way out can impede our obedient walk with God. So pray, Lord, help me to stand strong in your name and grant me your victory over the Goliaths in my life, bringing you honor and glory each step of the way.